Are you through?
Making the point the special commission study and report certain facts and circumstances relating to the assassination of the late President John F. Kennedy. The President stated that he consulted with the Democratic and Republican leaders of the Senate and House of Representatives. With respect to the proposed special commission, the members of the special commission are Chief Justice Earl Warren, Chairman, Senator Richard Russell, Georgia, Senator John Sherman Cooper, Kentucky, Representative Hale Boggs, Louisiana, Representative Gerald Ford, Michigan, Honorable Alan Dulles, and Honorable John J. McCloy.
I think that's very good.
I believe that covers every section, and there are a good many Republicans on it, but I guess they ought to be. The President stated the special commission should be instructed to evaluate all available information concerning the subject of inquiry of the Federal Bureau of Investigation pursuant to an early directive of the President making complete investigation of facts. The inquiry is also scheduled by Texas Court of Inquiry convened with the Attorney General of Texas under Texas law. The special commission will have before it all evidence uncovered the Federal Bureau of Investigation, all information available to any of the federal agencies. The Attorney General of Texas offered his cooperation. All federal agencies' offices are being directed to furnish services in cooperation with the Special Commission. The Commission will be empowered to conduct any further investigation it deems desirable. The President instructed the Special Commission to satisfy itself that the truth is known as far as it can be known and to report its findings and conclusions to him, to the American people, and to the world.
That's just fine, sir. I think that's just fine.
Well, thank you very much. Hope you're right.
I'm glad you put Dulles and McCloy on and Warren. I think just to have a congressional one would have been, but it's just the right mix, I think.
Well, we've got two and two from each place. I hope you continue in your old age to write as good columns as you do these days when you're a young man.
Oh, the hell with that.
Goodbye.
Good luck to you.
Give your bride my love.
We're all praying for you, but I'll think you'll be pleased. I'm in a nest of Republicans in Connecticut.
Well,
they think that you've knocked the ball beyond the bleachers in every damn town so far.
Well, this is nest Republicans here I got. Warren and Cooper's two and Ford three and Dulles is four and McCloy is five out of a seven-man commission. You reckon I can trust that many?
I know they're rather more trustworthy than usual.
Well, you think you're trustworthy enough?
Yes, sir.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye, sir.